Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. As you may have heard earlier today on the Play 103.7 Morning Show with Steph and John, the Keano College Gala announced the Trans-Canada Highwaymen will be performing at the gala this year. Joining me on the phone here today is Andrew Wilcox. He is the organizer of the Keano College Gala. Andrew, how's it going here today?
I'm doing good, Ryan. How are you?
Doing well. Big announcement this morning for the Keano Gala. What can you tell us about the Trans-Canada Highwaymen?
Oh, dude, I'm so excited for this year's event, and one of the biggest reasons I'm pumped is because of the Trans-Canada Highwaymen, who are going to be, headlining the event. They are our big act for the night. And what's wonderful about this band is a couple of things that really I think people need to understand, because they might go, oh, I don't know that band just yet. Haven't checked them out. They may have missed them a little while ago when they played it at Ribfest. Well, they're a super group, you know, kind of like the Traveling Wilburys, or where they get their name, the Highwaymen, which was, Johnny Cash collaboration back in the day, of Canadian artists this time around, which includes members of The Pursuit of Happiness. This is Mo Berg. It includes members of The Odds, Sloan, and Stephen Page, formerly of the Bare Naked Ladies. So it's a huge act. And the wonderful thing about them is they've got their own record. The record's out now. It includes a ton of covers of great classic, like 70s, I think there's a couple of 60s tunes in there, Canadian tracks. And then also they're going to perform a bunch of songs by the bands that they're in or have been in. So you're going to hear tunes from The Pursuit of Happiness. You're going to hear songs from Sloan. You're going to hear songs from The Odds. You're going to hear some of the Stephen Page hits from the Bare Naked Ladies, like all sorts of like tunes, you know. It's going to be one of those shows where you go to it and you're like, oh, wow, like I know that tune. I know that song. I know that song. Songs like I'm an Adult Now, Hard to Laugh, from Pursuit of Happiness, The Other Man from Sloan. You're going to hear stuff like Someone Who's Cool or It Falls Apart from Odds. And, you know, Stephen singing tracks like The Old Apartment, Brian Wilson, Jane, all of those tunes, like just absolute classics. So it's going to be a great show from that sense. But I mean, in the end, it's not, you know, it's not just a concert. It's a major fundraising event that we're excited to be putting on.
Yeah, in this group, a lot of big talent from across Canada, really. What's it like to be able to bring an event like this or a concert like this to Fort McMurray to, you know, again, raise much-needed dollars for Keano College?
Well, the key to this is that it's one of Fort McMurray's biggest fundraisers, in my opinion, the biggest fundraiser of the year that has been an absolute staple in Fort McMurray for over 40 years. This is an event that the entire community looks forward to every single year. And so what is it like to bring this show in? Well, it's a little nerve-wracking. Every year we want to make it a little bit bigger, a little bit better. And last year we had an absolutely incredible year. We had Brett Kissel up here. He put on an amazing show. We raised a lot of cash, over $150,000 last year. And we want to best that this year, and we want to, you know, take it to the next level. So how does it feel to bring this to town? A little nervous, but also awesome. I think we've got a really, really fun lineup. I don't want to discount the fact that we've also got the Darina Harvey Band coming up here, who are a local favorite. They play out up here fairly often, and they're going to be opening up the show. They've got a lot of East Coast tunes, a lot of Celtic tunes, but they're rooted in Alberta. So, like, they so much fit the Fort McMurray aesthetic. So it's going to be a great show from top to bottom, from start to finish. And let's once again not forget, this is a fundraiser for Keano, and this is a fundraiser for our students. And it goes to make the student experience here at Keano that much better. $150,000 does incredible things for the students, from everything from, like, you know, equipment that they need for training, to extra courses, to all sorts of things that we can help to bring, and helping our athletics happen as well, which is another big part. You know, we've got our winning team, just won men's basketball from a from nationals in men's basketball that we help to support through this event. Like, this cash goes to help all sorts of programs throughout the college as well. So, yeah, it's super fun to be bringing an awesome concert, but it also feels incredible to be helping to make such an important event happen for the college and for the students.
Last year, Brett Kissel performed. How important is it to give that good mix of artists for this event year after year?
Well, as I said, that's always the challenge, man. Like, it's like Brett Kissel killed it. He really, really, really crushed that show last year, and he really he played a mix of everything. And so when we went to choose artists this year, you know, we were like, how do we bring that same fun, that same energy, that same joy to the stage, but not do the same thing over and over again? And that's why we looked at the Trans-Canada Highwaymen, because they represent so many bands, and I don't want to, you know, put an expiry date on myself or anything like that, or best before day, but the 90s, man, they were my heyday, and I loved it. And all of these guys are going to play tracks from the 90s. They're also going to do some great Canadian songs from the 70s. And they're going to do songs that have been playing on the radio, because you guys are a radio station, have been playing on the radio for the last 40 years. So everybody that's at the show is going to know these tracks. It's going to be a fun energy. It's going to be an upbeat energy. And it's going to be for a great cause, once again. And that, you know, we wanted to put together a pretty cohesive theme with this as well. Like, we want to celebrate what is, you know, the natural resources of Canada, you know, what makes this country incredible, its people, its landscape, all of it. We want to celebrate that. And so that's not only going to be reflected in the music with the Trans-Canada Highwaymen, who include members from across the country, and the Dereva Harvey Band, as I mentioned, include, you know, East Coast tunes played by, you know, an Alberta-based band, but also going to be reflected in the food that we're going to be serving. We're going to have a lot of fun. Wild Rose Catering has done an absolutely incredible job for us in the past couple of years, and it's going to continue to do this year. We're going to be working to elevate these really awesome, you know, Canadian classics is what we're working on, and take them to the next level for a classy black tie event, because it is, we're going to have a classy black tie event.
Remind folks when the Keanu College Gala is going to be taking place.
Okay, so that's going to be happening on November 2nd. That is part of what today is all about, letting people know the date, put that in your calendars, mark that down, and yeah, we're super excited for the event to happen.
For the folks who have maybe never heard of the Keanu College Gala, maybe they just moved to Fort McMurray, tell us about it and what makes it so special.
The Keanu College Gala is, as I mentioned before, an absolute staple of Fort McMurray. We're super excited for, I think we're at year 44 for this event in Fort McMurray. That's longer than a big portion of the population of this town has even been here. So it is an absolute staple of the community. It goes to help and make our college stronger and improve the student experience. It is a night that is a black tie event, but it's also a great show on top of it. It's also a really fun party, and it's also a really important opportunity for us to talk about everything that Keanu does, all the incredible work that Keanu does. And I got to get this in here, man, because I cannot express how much we appreciate the assistance of our sponsors. Boucher has been a sponsor of the Keanu Gala for many years now. They've continued to be our presenting sponsor, and they've done a great job, and they've been so fun to work with. And the entertainment has been brought to us by, as well, Birch Mountain Enterprises, Fort McKay First Nation, and Fort McKay Group of Companies. So we're so happy for their support in making all of this happen. They're incredible community leaders. All of those businesses and individuals involved with them have been incredible community leaders. They helped to make this happen. And yeah, as I said, this is the staple of this community. I mean, what, 44 years in? It's a night that nobody ever forgets. Like, I can I can focus years on the, what happened at Can Ocala that year. Like, we've had some of the most memorable shows that have ever been brought here. People still talk about some of the past shows, like the Corey Hart show, the time Bare Naked Ladies came here was one of the most unforgettable ones. The Trues came and rocked the place. Man, it was one of my favorite shows. It was so much fun. And that's what we're just going to do once again, and hopefully raise a bunch of cash to help students have an even better time here at the college.
We'll hear more from Andrew Wilcox after the break here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. I continue my conversation with Andrew Wilcox, the organizer of the Keanu College Gala.
So what makes this one of the more premier events in Fort McMurray in the calendar?
Well, I mean, we just try to take it to the next level, man. It's a gala. It's a black tie event. We make sure that it's a gala. We make sure that it's a black tie event. And then we also make sure that it's fun, right? We've all been to some of those events where they felt a little stuffy, you know. We all been to those events where we felt like everybody, you have to wear the suit and the tux and everything. It's like, yeah, this one, you come dressed up, you come looking your best, but you still have fun. It's still a good party. It's still a great time.
That's good to hear, and obviously that helps makes this such a success year after year. What else goes into making this such a successful event?
A lot of hard work from a lot of great people, really. I can't, I was only involved on last year's event near the end of it, but I the amount of work that goes in by the incredible staff at Keanu is just so great. I mean, the team at the Syncrude Sport and Wellness Center do so much to make it happen. The athletes help and volunteer to make this happen because they know as well where this money goes to help them out. The students help out. The staff helps out. Every part of Keanu works to make this event happen every year because they understand how important this event is to the community, because they understand how important those funds are to the students, and they understand how good of a time it is. I'm not going to lie. It's a great time. And so it's a boatload of work to make this event happen every year by everybody on the Keanu team. And because they see the value of it. And, of course, we couldn't do it without our partners that we have in it as well, like Bouchier, who's been fantastic. And, like, the other part of the reason that we're doing this announcement is we got to get those other sponsors on board to fill out the rest of the ticket and make sure that we can walk away with even more cash this year for student experience and more to help make that student life just a little bit better. Because as we know, man, right now things aren't easy. The cost of living and stuff has gone up, and that affects students as well. So whatever we can do to help students make that a little bit easier so that they can focus on learning and coming into our community ready to take on any job that they want, I mean, it's great. So yeah, the gala, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. And it's just a really, it's a special gem in our community where we get the opportunity to, to put on a show that the city never forgets, that the whole region never forgets, the Wood Buffalo region never forgets, but also does such an important and vital thing for our college.
Maybe give us some examples of the work done at the college thanks to this gala. I mean, you mentioned the sports teams that benefit from this and the students overall as well.
Well, I mean, the beauty of the Keanu Gala is that, you know, the cash, we don't earmark it to a very specific thing. We use it for multiple things throughout the college, and we have the ability to earmark it to where it's most needed. So one of those things that, you know, has come up in past is just improving classrooms, upgrading labs. Other one is supporting athletics. It's just making sure that our students have what they need to get the learning that they've come here for. And we've got incredible instructors. We've got great courses, but sometimes, you know, it's equipment that just needs to get. And that's equipment is a massive cost. The price of things go up. So if we can buy that equipment or partner for that equipment, helps us out a ton. Sometimes it's, you know, just making sure that athletics can get to where they need to be. And we all know how much physical activity affects people's ability to learn as well. It's also, you know, can be helping out with the part of our college I completely don't understand, which is our esports section, which I think is super cool and is like expanding and one of the best in North America, and it's right here in Fort McMurray. And I'm terrible at video games, so I don't know what they do, but man, people are pumped to come here to do it. And some of these funds can go to help that. But the great thing is we have the ability to earmark it to where it needs to go when it needs to go there. We don't specifically put it in the same space every single time. But in the end, what we're trying to do is make sure the students have what they need so they can learn in the best possible way.
We mentioned it off the hop, but sponsorship opportunities, are they still available? And how can people help sponsor this event?
Well, let me tell you, yes. Yes, they are, and there's multiple ways that people can sponsor this event. In fact, if you want to be a partner with us on this event, I will make sure I can find a way that you can do that. There is multiple cash levels that you can sponsor. There's multiple gift in kind levels that you can sponsor. If you think you're like, I don't know if my business is going to fit because this is a black tie event that, like, you know, it's a little bit classy, and I, you know, like, we just, you know, we just do porta potties. Well, we might need a couple of porta potties. You never know. We'll always find a way to bring your business into this, and we think there's opportunity in it for any business to come forward. We have great partners right now in the community, and we're continuing to keep those partnerships because we see the value in these partnerships, and so do they. But we also have opportunities for new businesses to come in, and there's always a place to bring a business in, and there's always a place, like, we always want to support local too, even if you're just a small business and all you can do is give a gift for the silent auction. That's an opportunity too, to get, you know, your items in front of the guests at our event, as well as, you know, get your name out there. And also help to get your name in front of all of our students, which we've had the largest enrollment that we've had in a long time. Absolutely. We have the largest student body that we've held in years. So people, if they want, yeah, sponsorships are here, man.
And when
will... Give me a call.
Yes. When will tickets go on sale for this event?
So tickets to the general public will go on sale in August. We don't have the date set at this time, but that will be, it'll happen in August. Right now, if you want tickets to the event, sponsorship. Almost all of our sponsorship levels include tickets, and that's the key to making sure that you've got your seat in there. They're also, in some sponsorship levels, include exclusive VIP tickets and VIP sections as well. So that's the key to getting tickets right now. That's the key of today's announcement. But we will have tickets on sale in August. Just after our golf tournament, which is another great event that we put on, and we would love people to be involved in that too.
Andrew Wilcox, the organizer of the Keanu College Gala, anything else you'd like to add here today?
I'm just excited for another wonderful event. I look forward, I've only been doing this with the college for the last 6 months, but I've looked forward to this event for every year that I've been up here since 2013. It is one of the funnest events of the year, but you also still, you know, it's still classy, fun, exciting, high energy, and it still does great things for a great cause.
Awesome. Good to hear, Andrew. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks so much.
When we come back, we'll hear from Brian Cook from Fort McMurray Youth Soccer next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally.
Joining us on the phone here today is Brian Cook. He is the Grassroots Technical Director for the Fort McMurray Youth Soccer Association. Brian, how are you doing here today?
Not too bad. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here, Brian. Maybe talk about the outdoor soccer programs and Youth Soccer Association, what they are putting together for this year.
Sure. What we have is our registration has opened for outdoor programs for U4 to U6. Our 2017 to two, 2022 born players we have open already, and then we have our older groups opening 2016 and later on April 1st.
That's good to hear. So spring and summer soccer programs definitely coming up. When are those first games going to take place?
So we usually start our first 2 weeks of May. We start inside at the St. Croix Sport and Wellness Center till the fields are ready, and then we tend to move our games mid-May to start playing outdoor soccer.
So what kind of goes into getting those fields ready to go?
Making sure we have enough coaches. That's the main driver, because we have, I think we already have 200 U4 to U7 kids already registered in our program, and we've just opened, we're just barely over a week into registration, and making sure we have enough equipment, so we're not short on any of that equipment.
Maybe describe the benefits of putting your kids in soccer.
Yeah, there's lots of benefits, not just learning something new, but life skills as well. You'll get to meet a lot of different kids in the program. They come from different backgrounds, which is very important, and they kind of get integrated with the community as well.
What challenges has your organization faced in recent years, and how they've been overcome?
Usually, our biggest struggles have been our coaches. We're always looking for coaches. We have a lot. Our programs continue to grow year after year by the coaches. But the good thing is the community in the last couple of years have stepped up. Parent coaches have stepped up to kind of fill the void, and that opens the door up for more players to be able to register for.
Has soccer started to grow in popularity recently in Fort McMurray?
Yes, it definitely has, especially we've noticed the growth, like after the Men's World Cup, men's went to the World Cup, Team Canada. It's been growing. Both our recreational and our competitive programs have grown. We have also a competitive side, which Tiffany Fontaine, our Fury coordinator, has grown pretty good. We've started 20 or 15 teams to up to like 20 teams now, so it's good on our competitive side. And for our recreational program, we have about 70 teams in outdoor.
You being the grassroots technical director, maybe just describe that grassroots program that Fort McMurray Youth Soccer Association puts together to get kids involved in the game.
For sure. The grassroots means basically when they're just learning the game, recreational side, more for enjoyment of the game. It's very important to make sure the kids enjoy the game and not no pressure from any of the outside influences they have. They can just come and play soccer and kind of enjoy what they do.
I understand there's also refereeing opportunities with the Fort McMurray Youth Soccer Association. Maybe just talk about those if you could.
Yes, we definitely have the need for referees. We're always looking for new referees. Once you turn 15, you're eligible to ref with us. We're always looking for young, old, doesn't matter what your age. We do have a refereeing course April 6th. That would be for our outdoor program. We're always looking for referees. We have a new coordinator for our referees. So if he gets all the kind of the referees, he kind of assesses them, and then he will place them where he feels they would be more comfortable to start out, or if they're more experienced, obviously give them the higher level games.
Great stuff. Brian, how can people get signed up for soccer this year?
Sure, by visiting our website at fmyouthsoccer.com. As mentioned, our U4 to U7 are open for registration, and our U9 program is set to open registration April 2nd.
Great stuff, Brian. Thank you so much for the time. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Yeah, I think that is pretty much it. So we do have a competitive program. We just finished up our registration for that. So to be eligible for next fall, they would have to contact our competitive coordinator.
Great stuff. Brian Cook, Grassroots Technical Director for the Fort McMurray Youth Soccer Association. Thank you so much for the time today.
Yep, thank you for having me.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for joining me on the show today. We have another great one for you tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.